Blog Talk Radio.
Up, Dace-tacular Nation. I, Chris, the Dace Man, Dace, and we are bringing you episode 122 as we head back to the future. I'm your host, as always, Chris, the Dace Man, Dace. Alexa, say hi. Alexa, say hi.
Hi there.
And we're being joined by Alexa. I am so close to being Tony Stark. Alexa, tell me the weather.
In Woodbury, it's 68 degrees with mostly clear skies. Tonight's forecast calls for more of the same, with a low of 51 degrees.
Well, in that case, I know what the weather's like. I love her. You're my girl. I can't say her name because it'll activate it, but thank you. Thank you. Hey, Alexa, who won the Cubs game?
Last night, the Cubs lost to the Mets, 5-2. They'll play tonight at 8:07 p.m. at home against the Mets.
Look at that. She can do sports for me. I don't even have to do it anymore. It's phenomenal. So, Gibby's trying to dial in. Tits is MIA. Frank is running through cornfields because he missed it so much. Yeah, he was upset that he couldn't get to Iowa to see cornfields, so he's running through Creamy Acres. Yours truly is running solo, and when he's running solo, it means it's time to crack open a big guy. The tall guy. Hey, brother. What are you doing? Gibby's yelling at me on Skype, yelling that they got rid of the Skype button. Gibby, if you're listening, just hit refresh. It'll pop up. Blog Talk, of course, like always, is running like a turd. Full frittata, man. Full frittata. So, Alexa, let's get this show started. Let's roll into sports. Oh, I don't have another sound button.
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
It's okay. I'm just going to play the sports theme.
How about sports? You follow sports?
Well, Alexa, why don't you kick off the segment? Who won the Blue Jays game? Alexa, who won the Blue Jays game?
Earlier today, the Blue Jays beat the Royals 7-1. They'll play this Friday at 8:07 p.m. in Kansas City, Missouri, against the Royals.
Well, thank you for that. Hey, Alexa, how did the Cubs do?
Last night, the Cubs lost to the Mets 5-2. They'll play tonight at 8:07 p.m. at home against the Mets.
That is riveting. Thank you so much. Alexa doing a great job. Hey, Alexa, do you have any curling news?
Here's your flash briefing. In NPR news from TuneIn.
Okay.
From NPR news.
Oh, no. No. I can't podcast the podcast. Alexa. Alexa, stop. Stop. Don't. Oh, wow. That would have been bad. Podcasting a podcast. I don't know what the hell you're doing. Alexa, what was the NFL Week 6 results?
I can't find the answer to
You're that. Terrible. This is why I'm the host of the show. In the National Football League, Week 6, we saw that the Thursday night game didn't want to load up. Oh, it's loading now. The Falcons fell to the Saints 31-21. Sunday, October 18th, the Bengals beat the Bills 34-21. The Broncos beat the Browns 26-23. The Lions beat the Bears 37-34. Alexa, how did the Bears do?
On Sunday, the Bears lost to the Lions 37-34 in overtime. They'll play on November 1st at 2 p.m. in Chicago against the Vikings.
Well, there you go. She gave you the next game, too. The Texans beat the Jaguars 31-20. The Vikings beat the Chiefs 16-10. They're still undefeated. The Dolphins beat the Titans 38-10. The team we may not name lost to the Jets 34-20. The Steelers beat the Cardinals 25-13. The Panthers beat the Seahawks 27-23. The 49ers beat the Ravens 25-20. The Green Bay Packers beat the Chargers 27-20. The Patriots beat the Colts in 34-27. And what is probably the worst Monday night football game I've ever seen, and the reason why yours truly won this fantasy league this week, the Eagles beat the Giants in a defense versus defense match 27-7. And we have a caller. Caller, you're on the line.
Here, guys.
Holy, you had to call in on the phone?
I can't. There's no Skype button, so I don't know what else to do.
Well, that's bullshit. Can I invite? Alexa's been running the show with me. What's your email?
Yeah, I've been hearing.
I'm sorry, I wasn't talking to you. God! Trying to do a podcast, Alexa! Why are you going to be like a bitch? Sorry.
I'm logging in. I'm trying to see.
It's not showing me the Skype icon. So apparently Tits is having the same issue. I can't bring anyone into the call. So if you can't Skype in, that's terrible. Proving that Blog Talk Radio is fucking awful. We're going to try something else so you don't kill your phone and you sound better.
They got rid of everything on it. It's literally just a blank screen now, and it just lets you watch it. It's just kind of interesting.
Please allow access to your microphone to place your online call. Okay? I don't know what it's doing. What are you calling? Who are you calling? Put in an email. Is this what's connected to your Skype?
I don't think I have anything connected to my Skype. I don't think.
What?
I might.
End that call. Do you have you have to have some kind of email connected to your Skype. I'm
going to
try it with somebody else. Hopefully this doesn't hurt my heart and my ears. Hey, Alexa, what's the latest in curling news?
Here's your flash briefing.
No, stop it. Don't put on NPR.
In NPR.
Stop it. That's another podcast. Alexa! Stop! I can't air this! Alexa! 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 Shit! She's not listening. Alexa! Alexa!
So I gave up on the Blog Talk.
Alright. Stupid bitch. Really just pissing me off. God damn.
I invited myself in.
Yeah, I was yelling at the bitch in the corner. Alexa.
I heard.
Say hi.
Wait a minute. You were ranting and raving about Alexa. Now you're pissed at her?
Well, she started playing another podcast, and I can't exactly do that on my own podcast. All I asked for was curling news. Alexa, curling score. Stop it! Alexa, stop. Good. All right, I'll Google it myself, you bitch. Curling news. So, are you connected through the email? Did the email thing work?
No, I called.
Oh. There's no Skype button whatsoever on Blog Talk.
See, it sends me an email invite.
Can you connect via Skype there, or is it like, hey, just call this number?
No, it says click the link and then have your microphone available.
I have a Skype button. No, I don't. It's the number.
Wow.
What the fuck, Blog Talk? You're fucking terrible. God,
I would agree.
Well,
so does this mean we petition to find a new one?
Yeah, I think we need to. I'm getting fucking tired of this thing. Even if we just pre-record it and post it on YouTube. Yeah, I said it.
I don't want to do that.
Why? Nobody calls him
Frank Klein's
anyway.
Frank Klein does, and it's hilarious when he does.
And Frank is out with Frank Ward right now. So, therefore, no one's calling in this week. In curling news, the mixed doubles in the spotlight in Portage. It's part of the building to the introduction of mixed doubles curling as a full medal sport at the 2018 Winter Olympics game in South Korea. Can't say the name. Top curling teams say they won't use new high-tech brooms. We talked about that last week. I don't know if they updated the curling standards or the standings. Curlingnews.com. Take a look. Nope, the standings are still the same. September 22nd. So it's been a month, and they didn't update their standings. I guess they don't have intense matchups like we usually do. Gibby, are you ready for your segment?
Do I have to be?
Yeah, because I'm out of sports.
Do you even do football yet?
We did do football.
Oh, I missed it.
Alexa!
Do the fantasy league.
Tell them the score of the Eagles. You are the bitch! Alexa!
Days.
What was the Eagles' score?
The word score has multiple distinct uses.
Oh, I hate you.
Days, read the fantasy scores and give you some more time.
Stop telling me the definition of score! I didn't ask for that! What is wrong with you? Stop telling me information! No! No! Alexa! Alexa! I'm talking to you! Alexa! 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 Stop! Just, why are you doing this? I didn't even ask you! Are you just count numbers now? Stop it! Just count numbers! Alexa! 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 Stop counting!
Adrian!
Where are you going with this? Stop! Stop! Stop counting! Alexa! Thank you! God! Back in the kitchen! Ready for weird
Dave, news? Why don't you read the fantasy scores?
I don't like reading the fantasy scores. It's not something I do. Suck it.
We've been doing it, though, so consistency.
I haven't done it. I just tell everybody what I did. So the Dace Man show. Not your show. Suck it!
That you've been skipping for the past month.
Hey, I was here last week and the week before.
Yep.
Here's week six in the Dace Tech. Are we going to ever change the name of the league?
Maybe. Probably. Who knows?
The Dace Tacular Nation, the Buffalo Billies, that's me, beat the Hangovers Anonymous, that's Frank, 87.70 to 82.98. Suck it. Been there, right? That, which is Gibby, fell to Aki. 95.80 to 102.98. Suck it, Gibby. Dan top, Brian right. bottom. Lost to Patty McTitties over there. 101 to
Patty.
2020 to 139.88. And do they care about the rest of the... Okay, Nick's been on our show with Ralph. Nick destroyed Ralph's anus. 155 to 170 to 121. So... There it is. You guys don't know Eric or Jake, so I'm not going to say their score because nobody cares. Yeah, that's fantasy. I don't care if how they do it normally. Time for weird news.
Give it! Escalated quickly.
Nothing? Hey, Alexa!
Maybe?
What's some weird news?
In Woodbury, it's 68 degrees with most...
That's weather! I said weird news! It's weather! Alexa, read me weird news. Shut up! Goddamn! Gibby, you there?
I'm back.
Okay, I've been trying to fight with Alexa to do your job. Bitch doesn't want to want to throw down. Alexa, read the Huffington Post.
I don't see any books in your Audible.
Oh, language. Go to hell! No, not buying any books.
I'm not sure how long I can do this for, guys.
Why? You keep getting disconnected?
No, my battery's kind of dying. I'm plugged in, but it seems like it's trying to charge.
What?
So, we'll just go with my weirdness.
Sweet, we already hit the theme. We've been waiting.
Oh, you did? I missed
yeah.
it.
Did.
Hit it again.
Oh, the Skype button's back. The Skype button's back.
How?
Go. I just hit refresh and it showed up. Go. Go.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, I hear me playing again. Oh, I'm listening to it. My bad. Like, oh, my God, I hear me talking. And then I realized I had the show on because I'm stupid. Hey, Alexa, what's going on in Florida?
Oh, it is back.
Look
here.
Stop
hanging up.
To NPR! Alexa! Alexa! Oh, God damn!
I'm really glad you're yelling at Alexa and not me.
All I asked for is weird fucking news. And Alexa is being a stupid little slut. No, I didn't call you. Stop. Turn off.
Well, Gibby just hung up to go dial in through Skype.
Okay, I've been yelling at Alexa.
No,
I'm not calling
you. I know,
it's
really entertaining.
Stupid thing. God.
I thought you were so excited about this thing, and now you won't stop yelling at it.
All she do is just turn on my light. Alexa, bedroom light on. There you go. You did something right. You can't even see it for a radio show. You have no idea what's going on. Alexa, play. Hold on tight. Yeah? No? Thank you. Thank you. Alexa, stop. Good girl. I don't know where Gibby is, though. Gibby, are you going
to
come back? Gibby! Gibby!
Gibby, come back! He probably... You can blame it on me. Gibby, come back! Gibby, come back! It's being a dick trying to call in with Skype, though.
It was a dick when I logged in. I had to go out of the studio and come back in when we first kicked off. Luckily, Alexa was there to help. Alexa.
So I'm still voting to... Hey, Tony, if you're listening, I think we need a new Blog Talk Radio site.
Alexa, tell us a joke.
A man walks into a bar and says, ouch.
Tony. Tony
finally
joke.
Unmuted me.
That's
finally unmuted
joke.
Me.
Did you hear that Tony joke?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Alexa, tell a joke. Come on. Make it funny. Alexa, tell a joke.
Excuse me, wait. This coffee tastes like mud. Yes, sir. It's fresh ground.
No. Comedy is provided by Amazon tonight. You're welcome. So you got any weird news, Gibby?
So did you get her today?
Yeah. And all I got her hooked up to is my Google Calendar and my light switch.
It just proves that women are meant to be owned.
Yeah, Alexa, can I call you Jarvis?
You can call me whatever you like, but
yeah.
I might not understand you.
Oh. Hey, Jarvis. You're absolutely right. You're not understanding me, you bitch. So what do you got going on? Because I'm just going to yell at this thing the entire time if you don't actually say stories.
All right. Well, can you give me 2 seconds to speak?
Oh, well, my bad. Alexa.
I've got a turkey bowl.
Tell him to shut up. Or not. Just turn off. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Why does Blog Talk Radio suck so bad?
I don't remember if I did this one or not last week. But I'm gonna do
don't worry.
Anyway.
I don't either.
A 23-year-old Florida woman faces jail time after allegedly live-streaming a video of herself drunk driving, hitting a roadside, and slurring her speech before she was pulled over and arrested. Viewers of the live-streaming app Periscope called
Periscope?
It's like your... I would say it's like a Skype call. but
oh, okay.
Anyone can kind of watch what you're doing.
So it's for perverts.
Real time. What?
So it's for like perverts, like webcam shows?
No, it's not. Well, I'm sure people probably use
Alexa,
that for that.
What is Periscope?
No timer is set.
What? I did it! It actually set a timer! Go ahead, Kimmy. That backfired.
All right, ready? So she was periscoping, saying she was drunk while driving, and several people called the cops after viewing her stream of her driving drunk. Officers then tracked her account and quickly started to figure out where she was. Apparently, it became a worldwide sensation, and she was arrested. Arrested!
Bitch got taken down. Alexa, play Bad Boys.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Go ahead, Chief.
Use your computer.
Alexa.
Just use your computer.
Alexa.
I'm getting a headache from all this Alexa. And I'm only one story in.
I don't need it right now. I'm trying to do something. Clean up that shit on the bed. I need toast.
Dace, did you die?
Thankfully. All right. So in her Periscope video, she allegedly titled Drunk Girl Driving. She's quoted for saying, "I really hope I don't get a DUI. I'm having no fucking idea where I'm going right now." Many viewers of the stream encourage her to get off the road. "Stop for us," one Periscope viewer said. "You'll get there faster if you stop and get out and walk," another viewer said. Lakeland police officer attempted to locate her but could not obtain an exact location. After some time, officers watching the live stream were able to determine her location by surrounding landmarks. Police drove to Bell's location and pulled her over. She allegedly hit a curb with her 2015 Toyota Corolla. Police smelled booze on her breath immediately. Officers said that she'd failed to pass a field sobriety test. Bell refused to take a breathalyzer test and was arrested under suspicion of DUI. She was taken to Polk County Jail. No one was injured in the incident. Lakeland police officer said the live stream event shows the dangers of driving while intoxicated.
Yeah.
It's suspicion until they prove it. So they
Didn't
have to.
Did she record herself doing it, though?
Yeah, she's an idiot. But. So
I
what
don't
is,
understand. There's just so much about that makes me angry.
Why?
Well, for starters, where are her friends who should have stopped her from drinking and driving? Second of all,
aren't you my friend?
Driving.
You never
really
stop. Wait a minute. Aren't I your friend? You don't stop
no.
me.
Hashtag Atlantic City.
Hashtag nobody knew he was leaving.
I said I was doing it. You guys all
you got it out.
No, Gibby. I had left, and when I came back, you were gone. So blame Dace and Dan.
Don't worry. I started drinking when I got down there, too.
Yeah, we know. You Snapchatted us.
Yeah, shit happens. Ready?
You're a disaster.
Maybe. Facts are.
Mm-hmm. What's the next one? What's your next story? Tell me a story.
Colin, I want to reserve for emergencies only and the fact that a Connecticut woman is accused of blatantly ignoring. Michelle Davis, 43, was arrested after two calls made on October 1 on October 3rd where she complained about not being able to find her cell phone and in which she was drunk, cops said. And on October 9th, she reported her cousin missing somewhere in her apartment building. And these aren't her only daily transgressions, police said. Officers claim
transgressions.
Shut the fuck up. Davis has been at least 76 calls to 911 since mid-March, mostly for non-emergency reasons. Cops say they went to her Middletown apartment after she hung up during October 3rd car. She appeared intoxicated and nonchalant, apparently. Oh, yeah.
Look at all these drunk drivers. What the fuck?
Phone. So I'm all set, guys. Apparently to her, losing her phone is worthy of calling the popo.
I would think so.
Wait a minute.
Batman
quick
to find
question.
Yes.
How did she call from a house phone? Because if she...
No, she called from the phone that she lost.
I wouldn't be surprised.
She was drunk. Don't tell anybody. All right, guys, we're going to go to Oklahoma. A man was arrested early Thursday morning after he shot his gun into the air after an event at Langston University, officials said. Authorities said a person who does not attend the university fired his gun into the air after a concert on campus. That person was taken into custody. Langston University released the following statement about the incident. Langston University police immediately apprehended a suspect after he shot and fired into the air following a campus concert celebrating homecoming weekend Wednesday night. Campus police witnessed him firing the gun into the air and immediately arrested him for possessing and discharging a weapon on campus. The suspect is not a Langston University student. Guns are prohibited at Langston University. Is that obviously...
Jimmy, you said prohibited. I'm proud of you.
Don't make me drive to your house and kill you.
Good news is I'm not at my house right now.
I'll find you. And murder you.
You probably get lost.
I don't think so. I'm a good driver. Even drunk.
No,
Des Moines,
you're not.
Iowa. A man is accused of stealing a taxi after he was discharged from a Des Moines hospital. Says he didn't
Des Moines?
Want home. Yeah. Police say after 26-year-old Louis Rivera drove off with the vehicle shortly after he was released from Mercy Medical Center around 6 a.m. on Friday. The unoccupied taxi had the key in ignition at the time. Rivera was spotted about half an hour later, police said, and he had the keys to the taxi in his pocket at the time of the arrest. Television station KCCI reported... Rivera told police he stole the vehicle because he did not want to walk 6 blocks home. Rivera faces a second-degree theft charge. He remains at county jail, guys. 6 blocks is hard to walk.
Well, crack me up, as it was only 6 blocks. Like, that's not a long walk.
He's got a limp. Leave him alone.
That's right. Yeah, just got out of the hospital. Come on, have some more respect.
Yeah.
Coming from you, that's rich.
Leave the cripple alone.
All right, guys. After a burglary suspect barreled through a house, knocking over a tray of cupcakes and other items, police had little trouble tying to the crime. Police found her a couple of blocks away, drunk and covered in cake and frosting. Aplina police responded early Sunday, October 18th, to a report of a possible breaking and entering of a house on Lewis Street. The owner reported hearing commotion when they found an unknown woman inside their home. The woman quickly fled. Homeowners reported a tray of cupcakes and several other items had been knocked down or broken. Aplina police and Michigan State police troopers began looking in the area for a woman. Police officers spotted her a few blocks where the break-in occurred. She was described as highly intoxicated and had cupcake frosting and cake all over her torso and legs. The woman was taken to the Alpena County Jail on charges of unlawful entry and malicious destruction of property. Cannot destroy them cupcakes. Alpena police officer said.
That just reminds me of the time Dace had a party and... Who was it? Brad and someone else came in dressed as pirates, stole a bunch of food, and then left.
Yeah, it was Frank.
Brad and Frank, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, retard alert! Retard alert, class! My bad.
Oh?
My bad. My bad means my bad.
You actually used the studio and it was an accident? Seriously?
I did. I was trying to click something else. Didn't mean to click. Retard alert. My bad. Go on, Gibby.
When
police
responded to reports of a squatter in a San Francisco mansion over the weekend, they didn't expect to catch an alleged art leading to have stolen and sold paintings valued at more than $300,000. While squatting in the home, Jeremy Kaler, 39, stole 11 paintings from the wall and sold them through social media and pawn shops, said Officer Carlos Mandris, a spokeswoman from San Francisco Police Department. 9 of the 11 paintings have been recovered. Kaler was charged with trespassing and 10 counts of burglary. The initial call about a possible squatter at the home on 3800 block of Washington Street came Saturday just before 11 p.m. when police officers made contact with Kaler. He produced documents allegedly showing he was going to be the proprietor owner of the home, police said. The individual produced some type of paperwork that looked like it was official, saying he had the right to stay there. It was a little sophisticated, but not typical for squatters to do. When police were unable to reach the homeowner and sales agent, they left. But the next day, the sales agent called the police and said no one should be inside. Keller may have been squatting there for as long as 2 months. As officers went to a patrol car Sunday, the sales agent realized the paintings were missing from the walls. Mandriff said when the officer looked outside, they found a wooden crate with a painting from the home already to be placed inside a U-Haul truck that Keller had rented. During his day, Keller had taken the paintings from the home and was selling them. Inspectors have led on the last two remaining paintings, which Mandriff noted were selling for below their true value.
Stace, what are you doing?
Oh, bad buzz, bad buzz.
Oh my god.
I'm watching a movie, okay?
God.
I'm not watching a movie, cops. That's...
Okay. Oh, it was just to hide your fact that you weren't there? Crickets?
Yeah, I don't think he likes us anymore, Gibby.
I don't think he likes us either.
John Cena!
So, Jace, what do you think about that article?
That was a perfect setup.
Perfect setup,
thanks.
Huh?
I waited.
How'd you like that article I just read, huh?
It was an article. Surprised you read
it. Great. It's amazing, wasn't it? It was you, wasn't it?
John Cena!
Hi. How are you?
Bleeding out my ears.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank God. They released Tuesday show a man running onto the tarmac trying to stop the flight he missed. Prosecutors said Mark Ramar pushed open a secure emergency exit door on a concourse at Denver International Airport on August 6th at 10:30 a.m. Ramar ran out onto the ramp area and tried to stop a plane while it was being pushed back from the gate. The door triggered an alarm, and airport employees and Denver police responded. Ramar was arrested. The Denver Post reported that Ramar had missed a flight to his 40th high school reunion in Ohio. Monday, Ramar pled guilty to tampering and endangering the public transportation. Under a plea bargain, he was sentenced to 2 years probation and 100 hours of community service. Sounds
yay!
Like something Dave would...
I would
definitely
do that. I would
sound
do
like
service.
You would definitely just stop to my plane. I need to get on this plane.
I would. I would just like, up. Oh, looks like I'm going back to bed.
What
unless I'm out
Canada?
Of town. If I was in Canada, I'd probably flip shit, or buy a car and just drive home. So I roll.
There we go. At least you have a plan, my friend.
Because I rip my pants.
Knew it. Knew it.
That's right. Right. Right.
I could, I'm done, by the way.
Alexa. She's over
nothing
there waiting.
Else.
Alexa's eagerly waiting.
Nothing else
blue
for you guys. Absolutely nothing else. Don't know what
she's
to say.
Top. Hey, Alexa. Can you give me 10 facts about Google?
No, okay, guess we're not doing that segment.
Nope.
Guess, time for... I should just let her read fucking NPR. It's political news.
It kind of is. Kind of.
Let's take a break and we'll kick it to Alexa for Capitol Hill. I like it. No, stop turning blue. I didn't ask you to play Capitol Hill. What is happening? Why is my phone going nuts?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think I just connected to the network. And I got 5 text messages.
Network for what?
From what?
My Verizon network. Ever since I got this Mophie thing, it kills my network. It just turns it off.
What's Mophie?
So then stop using it.
I need it to keep my battery alive.
Then get
Why?
A new phone, bro.
Wait,
you get,
what?
You get a face, bro.
Repeat, Plurpivore. What's going on? What did I miss?
The Mophie thing is like an exterior case that charges your phone throughout the day. Like if you want to turn on the switch, it'll start charging the phone.
Oh, you know what it is?
Hmm?
It's really thick, right? It's probably blocking your antenna.
God damn it. I think I broke it.
Doesn't what's his name have something like that? Kirby Bear?
Kirby Bear? Maybe.
Yeah, Kirby Bear.
Kirby Bear.
Kirby Bear. I like that. That's a new one.
Hey, Alexa, give me the NPR news flash.
You're a fool. I mean...
You want to be somewhere?
Can you hear her?
I hear nothing from you.
Alexa!
Hold on.
Alexa.
Volume 7.
16. Volume 16.
Oh, you hear that? Joe Biden is not seeking the Democratic nomination.
I didn't hear that, no. I actually hear nothing.
Alexa, volume 10.
Like, I used to hear it fine. Now, all of a sudden, non-existent.
I concluded it has
she's,
closed.
I think she's scared because Dace yelled at her a lot.
Yeah, Dace scared her. How dare you?
You don't hear her? Everyone you might have run against
says really nice things about you. I hear her now. Donald a lot Trump's quieter than she was.
You're welcome. He yelled about the ear rape.
I did, but I just find it odd.
We're much happier running against Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile,
Bernie Sanders is an old man who's grumpy.
Sending subtle signals to dissuade
is he really?
Yeah, did you watch the debate?
Donald Trump is a grumpy old man, too.
Alexa. Oh, goddamn.
Are you a Trump candidate or no? We need to know, guys.
What'd you say, Gibby? What?
You Trump? You for Trump?
No. I want Sanders.
You're a Sanders hater?
No, I want Bernie Sanders. I don't want Donald Trump to run our country.
Oh, man. Donald Trump, the man. What are you scared of?
He's a maniac.
Yeah, but that's what you need. It's, like, required.
Stupid bitch just wanted to keep talking
no,
about
No, I'm
Paul.
Good.
What?
If Donald Trump wins presidency, I'm moving to another country.
Please win. Please win. Please
win. I'm investing into Carl Icahn's companies, because that's who he publicly named. So, yeah. Time for celebrity news!
No.
Demille, I'm ready for my close-up.
What the hell? Motherfucker.
Fight my shiny metal ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch! And here we go.
In our first little bit of celebrity news, the gang from Sesame Street is welcoming a new member to the neighborhood. Julia,
really?
A girl who has bright orange hair and big green eyes. She also has autism. Julia is the latest creation from the Sesame Workshop, and she offers children a relatable character that they can understand, whether they're living with autism or know someone who is. On Wednesday, Sesame Street and Autism Sees Amazing in All Children was launched online, and Julia is a part of the Educational Awareness Initiative. Children with autism are 5 times more likely to get bullied, says Dr. Jeanette Betancourt, the Senior Vice President of Community and Family Engagement at Sesame Workshop. She told People Magazine, and with 1 in 68 children having autism, that's a lot of bullying. What are you saying? Are you getting ready to bully them?
Was that what Greening had?
Maybe. He might have a form of it.
Who?
Okay. A guy we graduated with that you
yeah.
wouldn't.
Yeah.
There's mild
exactly?
forms of it, like Asperger's and stuff.
Maybe that's what he had, because that's kind of funny. Just the word.
Don't we say Dan has Asperger's?
We just told him he had Asperger's. We don't know if he actually did. We're not doctors.
I'm just asking.
I might be a doctor. You never know.
No. I'm surprised you even got a degree.
I am by far more educated than anyone in this chat right now.
Yeah.
Just saying.
On paper.
On paper?
Well,
there's a difference between book smarts and common sense and street smarts.
Well, I beat you in all the categories, Trish.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would.
I'm going to let this just play out. Go ahead.
I'll drop her off. I have no problem dropping her off in Philly and just see what happens. And we'll
I call a cab and I go home?
We'll see. Ah, okay. I'll drop you off at a certain point where you're not going to go cry. But okay, you can think that.
Mm-hmm.
Kensington is actually turning into a much better neighborhood than what it used to be. But
Kent talking, Poppy.
I drop her off in Camden. Good luck getting a cab there.
Other celebrity news. Laverne Cox already made history as the first transgender actor to receive an Emmy nomination. Now the Orange is the New Black standout is breaking new ground for transgender performers as star of Fox's TV remake of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Cox will play Dr.
Really?
Frankenmurder, the role played by Tim Curry in the original Broadway cast in the 1975 movie. With Cox on board, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which has been
for a while,
is getting a formal green light for premiere in fall of 2016.
Wait, who did you say is redoing this?
Can we back up real fast?
Fuck. Go ahead.
Then it's going to fail.
You said Broadway?
It was an original Broadway cast. Yeah, it was something they did in London.
That's a Broadway musical? Oh, my God. How the hell is that a... All right. Whatever.
The two-hour...
Oh, wait.
The two-hour taped event is described as a reimagining of the 20th Century Fox cult classic, which last month marked 40 years of theatrical distribution, longer than any other hit film in history. So
I would have never in a million years have guessed that was on Broadway.
Yeah, but I'm also disappointed because it's going to be Fox, which means it's going to be awful.
They own the rights, don't they?
I don't know, but Fox ruins everything they touch, a.k.a. Fantastic Four. So...
But X-Men.
Wait, the newest Fantastic
They redeemed
Four?
Themselves once.
Yeah. That's some good
I've never seen a new one yet.
It's
is it that bad?
I haven't seen it, but all from what I've heard from it, I'm not even going to bother.
Oh, so you're just speculating. Okay. That's cool.
From what
I'm
I've heard, it's...
speculating.
From what I heard, it's good for the first third. The second, they tried to go another direction. The third, they just completely lost it. If you
well,
broke
from
it up.
What I've heard, they were... From what I've heard, they just completely, like, screwed the director. Like, he had all this stuff planned, and then, like, halfway through production, they told him, they're like, okay, you need to cut this, this, and that. And he was like, what? And, like, they just, it was just a complete and total mess from what I've heard.
Makes sense. Fox trying to tour it and make a universe just like Marvel has it done.
I was talking to Tony and my friend Seth about it.
Don't they own
Spider-Man,
too?
They do.
It was Sony, but now Marvel. Spider-Man.
Sony does it. Damn it.
But Marvel has the majority rights now.
Oh, they do?
But
can they put it in the universe? Or no?
Yep, they're going to.
He's going to be in Infinity War, isn't he?
He's probably going to show up in the next Captain America movie.
Yeah, there was that one. He's going to make an appearance at the end, and he's going to be in Infinity War, isn't he?
There's a goal between now and Infinity War. He'll have his own movie as well. Directed by Marvel, but some of the freaking profits going to Sony.
Well, what I was saying with Fantastic Four was...
That's actually a really good deal by Sony.
It is. I was talking to the Tony and my friend Steph about this on Labor Day weekend, about how you would know that Marvel announced that they're ending the Fantastic Four comic and hope to get the rights back from Fox, right?
They did. But I think they're bringing it back, and there's been rumor on the street that the Fantastic Four is going to end up back with Marvel soon. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I heard that they were cutting, they killed the comic to get the rights back to Marvel because there's nothing else Fox, because there's nothing else Fox can do with it now, and that they were also not introducing any more mutants with the same hopes of getting the rights back for X-Men.
That's why they're pushing the Inhumans down our throat.
Yeah, because they're trying to get the rights back for the movies.
Yeah, they're going with Inhumans instead of mutants. But the rumor mill going around right now is that since the Fantastic Four bombed so bad, and Marvel recently announced three new films out in 2020, that Fantastic Four might be coming home and set a new arc for the Secret Wars. So, be interesting to see what they do that.
Speaking of comic book stuff, I'm almost fully caught up on the Flash days and Arrow.
You're missing it tonight. Suck it.
I know. Well, I didn't watch last week, so I can't watch tonight.
So, in other celebrity news, kind of a comic book crossover, Marvel did a hat tip to what today is called Back to the Future Day with a Cable Deadpool cover art with them coming out of a DeLorean like Doc Brown and Marty McFly did. But today is the official day. Yes, you've seen images over the past few years saying that that was the day that Back to the Future was. It is today, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the Back to the Future day, October 21st at 4:39 p.m.
I have a question on that. Is that on in the original, or are we the second one?
The second. The original one, they go to the past.
So wait, Back to the Future is went to the past. Wait a minute, I thought the past one. Wait a minute.
The first one.
Oh, that's right. The first one, they went back and screwed up with his parents. That's right.
1955. In the second one, they went to 2015.
I when you say went back, I was like, there's no way the first one was to the Wild Wild West, because that one sucked.
That was the third one. That was the third one.
Okay. I was going to say, there's no way.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do in honor of Back to the Future Day. We're going to say what the movie got right and what it got wrong about 2015. So the second installment of Back to the Future trilogy finds Marty McFly, portrayed by Michael J. Fox, traveling to October 21st, 2015, and among his discoveries are handheld computers, video chatting, Major League Baseball in Miami, and the predominance of cameras. But what is life really like 30 years after the movie? Marty McFly and Doc Brown are supposed to arrive in 1985 in 2 months, today. So for all the guessing that the movie got wrong, did it get anything right? First of all, it did get 3D movies right. If you remember, when he gets to town in Hill Valley, there's Jaws 19, which is wrong. They didn't get that far in Jaws. There's a shark that reaches out and tries to grab Marty. So, bam, there's that. Also, Nike is bringing the future with self-tying shoes. It's announced by Nike that they are going to design those sneakers, and they're saying that they already have the blueprints already made. So.
What?
Right?
I'm waiting for a hoverboard.
Now, there's technically hoverboards out.
They're
not the hoverboards that are in the show. At San Diego Comic-Con 3 years ago when I was there, they had a Mattel hoverboard, but you couldn't put weight on it. It hovered, but you couldn't put weight on it.
I think they have one where it actually hovers, but it requires metal to be underneath it because I think it uses some kind of a magnet or something, if I remember correctly. That I've seen.
Yeah,
but sounds about right.
It.
What? You like lean forward and the magnet would then push you. But
they've got that wheel thing.
It's really, really expensive and
really
heavy.
Making everyone on the planet more and more lazy because instead of walking, they do that little finger.
I'd fall on my face.
So would I.
Another thing they got right was big screen televisions and video conferencing. Granted, they still thought fax machines would be a big thing today. The video conference calls is a big thing. So that's something that's
To be honest, I still fax. Businesses still do it.
Yeah. News drones. During a crucial scene in the film, a U.S. Today drone can be seen flying around Hill Valley Courthouse taking pictures. Major media companies, including CNN, are now looking into using this tech for those purposes. We have drones. They're going to start, and there's actually a selfie drone that you throw up, and it'll circle with you if you have a watch on and take pictures of you.
Yep, I've seen that. Yep. It's quite interesting, if I must say so myself.
Hands-free video games. Xbox
That's
Connect
true.
And PS4 camera.
And the Wii U.
Yeah. Fashion.
So Wii U have a... I didn't know the Wii U had that.
Wii U doesn't have the camera. You still have to use the Wii remotes.
Yeah, you still have to use the remotes.
Speaking of... Oh, no, you don't know. They're on the new Just Dance Days. I don't know if you bought it or not. You can use your phone.
Oh, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, they released Just Dance 2016, and you can use your phone instead of a controller.
I've been stuck on Guitar Hero right now, and I've seen that Frank is here, and Frank, I'm pretty sure, is downstairs playing it right now instead of doing the show.
Wait, how
what
is that,
a
though?
Bastard.
I like it. They completely changed the controller. It's no longer, what, five colors? It's six strums that are really
colors.
Close. It's
yeah.
up and down. It's a little bit more difficult.
Is it more difficult?
I think so.
But is it, like,
it's weird.
A huge change difficult?
There's five difficulty levels. There's casual, which is way too easy. But then when you go to regular, which is the middle one, it's hard because you have to hit up and down buttons. And
well,
you have to
first off,
your
let's
fingers.
Time out. When you actually played the game, what difficulty did you play on?
Casual. Or not casual, regular. I did it in the middle because
so
I thought it was medium.
That would be the medium one. Okay.
Yeah. And then
so
I thought,
I
okay,
play
too
you,
hard.
I always play
hard. How come
hard,
you got Guitar
so.
Hero and not Rock Band?
Because that's the one that they sold me on.
Came out first.
Yeah.
True story. I know. I really want to play. I'm excited. I want to try out the new Guitar Hero because the track listing for this one is something that I actually like for once.
That's something I hated about it. I hated the track list.
No, I loved it.
There's barely any classic rock.
Oh, really?
There is, but I think they're going to release... Well, it's more modern rock. That's why.
Well, what is what is there on there?
Like Mumford & Sons, the I'll Wait, the Hey Ho. Eminem's on
Gibby,
there.
Gibby, there's a lot of bands that I listen to on there.
Yeah, I don't know what you listen to because I don't pay attention to you.
Indie.
So.
There's like Paramore, Tonight Alive, U-Me6, Pierce the Veil,
indie.
Fall Out Boy.
It's indie warped.
Fall Out Boy? Oh, my God. Ashley's going to love it.
But do you think you're going to pick up Just Dance Days?
I don't know.
I think she's going to kill me right now. She heard Fall Out Boy, and she's, like, freaking out.
It's one song. It's one song by Fall Out Boy.
What song?
No, I mean, I named other bands.
I know what your songs did in the dark.
All right. Now you guys got me curious.
Look up the track list. Guitar Hero Live. The track list is online.
What
I understand, Frank said that when you play the live version where you play people online, you have more options to more tracks. The story mode that you do, it can run three songs consecutively and rolls in like you're playing a set. It's kind of a pain
in the
ass. You can't take a break in between.
Well, my one friend, he's a photographer from Australia, and he did a live music video for one of the bands on Guitar Hero. It's called their name's Tonight Alive. The live video on Guitar Hero for their song is their music video.
There's one song from like the way it works is you're an indie band and you're playing these sets and you follow these bands and based on how you play the crowd's cheering you or booing you and I guess they filmed each set twice to get the reactions from the crowds based on how good you do. And they give you three songs that relate.
What the hell? Who the hell is that? Cold personality.
Exactly.
That is. Oh my God.
Living Color is the, but that
Probably.
See those the songs that you're getting excited about aren't in the story mode. They're in they're in the live. No, him. You probably love
Tiger.
Them.
Tiger.
These things
are
in.
Champions.
Are you gonna pick up Just Dance before
Cherry
though?
Pie? I don't think that's
that I don't
a
know.
Thing, but wow.
Probably not.
I didn't know because
my
know,
God, that's
if
not
you weren't, I may pick it up for the Halloween party.
Is this a bunch of covers?
Okay.
Because it's actually quite irritating.
No, it's the real people.
Ooh.
It's weird. They film these bands playing it, but it's the real bands that are singing it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, for the one band, Tonight Alive, my friend filmed that music video they used for him.
But all the songs you're listing, Gibby, aren't in the game. You have to play online to get those. You have to play online to get those.
You have to play online. The only way you get them is playing online?
You can't play them in quick play. You get all the shitty ones.
Girls.
What are
you?
Are you going to play this weekend, Dace?
Maybe.
Holy
I have a bachelor party Saturday.
American Idiot?
Oh, never mind.
All right, I'm just going to scan down.
There is not, like, 176 regular
songs on here. Holy crap. She's saying most of them, the only way you can play them is online. So when you play online, do you have to verse somebody else?
Yeah.
That's
the point of playing online.
Three
well,
dogs.
You are just reading a track list, and I've got no more celebrity stories. Gibby, what do you got going on?
I'm looking at a track list, and well, Linkin Park, Wastelands.
All right, Tits, what do you got going on?
Nothing much. I pretty much don't have
the
a life.
The Perry.
Once.
Nuclear Family, Green Day.
So what do you got going on?
Anyways, once you give me the login to the email, I'm going to start setting everything up on the website for the contest as long as I got enough entries.
Okay. Check out everything that's going on at fanboysanonymous.com. We'll be shooting some more videos for the Daceman Show YouTube. So that's Daceman Show, youtube.com/the Daceman Show. Check out alltimewrestling.net. Me and Frank are going to be recording super fight stuff. Check out.
Oh, that's right.
alltimewrestling.net. They've got shows going on every Saturday, 2 p.m. I haven't been able to make it so far this season, but I should be returning soon if my schedule ever calms the fuck down. And actually, that's all we really got going on. The Four Wheel Movie Club should be recording sometime this month, which we will be doing Wes Craven films in honor of the director who recently passed away and for Halloween. So it'll be a good combo. But I'll bring him back in since he's probably done reading the track list.
No, I'm not.
For
I have
the
questions.
Few.
I have questions.
There is no question.
For the crown.
What's the question?
Love Bites. Is Love Bites online only?
Goddamn. It's not like, on the list that I had seen. So, yes.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
For
right
the
now.
Few.
Another question.
For the crown.
For the Day-Stacular. But it doesn't matter. Question.
No, don't you say it to Alexa. Tell him to shut up.
Is it just guitar?
Or not. It's cool. It's just guitar and mic. There's no other things.
Oh.
So
there's guitar and mic?
They may come out with patch later, but right now, at least for the Wii U, it's
they don't
guitar
have drum or
mic. Bass. No, that
Wait,
would be
wrong. Wait, guitar and microphone?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll do mic.
Oh, that's cool.
Some of them.
I would do mic.
Have a good night, everybody. Bye.